for IQOS is irrelevant.
We mentioned nutritionists, didn't we?
So you don't think they were trained or again?
Councillor, staff and members of the public have been advised that this meeting was recorded for on-demand audio download via Moree Plains Shire Council's website, and a person's voice was recorded and broadcast via this means. In certain circumstances, this meeting may have been live-streamed for viewing, and a person's image and voice would be recorded and broadcast via this means. Any person who attended this meeting is deemed to have consented to their image and or voice being webcast. All speakers at the meeting have been advised that they should refrain from making any defamatory comments or releasing any personal information about other individuals without their consent. Council accepts no liability for any damage that may result from defamatory comments made by any person who attended this meeting. All liability will rest with the individual who made the comments. This meeting was not recorded by others unless the prior written consent of Council, in accordance with Council's Code of Meeting Practice, was obtained, as noted in these minutes. Any part of this meeting that was held in the closed session will not be recorded or accessible to members of the public. Please be advised that an audio recording of all Council and committee meetings is taken and placed on Council's website within 7 days of the meeting. Recordings will be available to any member of the public to access for a period of 12 months, at which point they will be destroyed. Webcasting of council and committee meetings by way of audio recording is required to meet council's obligations under the Local Government General Regulations 2005. No one is able to request alterations to the content of any recording. You should consult Council's policy on webcasting of Council and committee meetings for further information on this matter, or alternatively, refer to the signage displayed here. Emergency response and general housekeeping. In the event of an emergency, the only emergency exit for this floor is through the double doors at the back of the committee room. The staircase from the restaurant to Baylow Street is the only exit out of the building once through these doors. The Mac Centre Assembly Point is at the corner of Heber and Frome Streets, in front of the Art Gallery, unless notified differently from the building chief or acting chief warden. There is a first aid kit located in the chambers and small basic first aid kits in each of the emergency response bags located in both rooms. If you use or take anything out of any of these kits outside of an evacuation, please notify your designated emergency warden as soon as possible. All doors and walkways are to be kept clear of any obstructions at all times. If the floor loses power, the emergency exit lights will be illuminated.
Moree Plains Shire Council would like to acknowledge the Gumaro people that are the traditional owners of this land. Council would also like to pay our respects to the elders, both past and present and emerging, and extend our respects to other Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders who are present here today. Let us pray for the health, well-being and security of our Shire. Let us pray for the health, well-being and respect of the traditional owners of our land, past, present and of the future. Let us pray for the health, well-being and safety of our emergency and essential service providers. Let us pray for the health, well-being and wisdom of our medical and education providers. Let us pray for the health and well-being and give thanks to our families that support us in making honest and strong decisions for the benefit of all in our communities. Amen. Councillors, welcome to this extraordinary meeting of Council, Friday 29th of April. I do extend my gratitude for your patience in recalling this meeting. But we just had to get a couple of matters out of the way. I believe we have an apology from Councillor Montgomery. Would someone like to move that be accepted? Councillor Orchard, second. Councillor Pearce. There's no leave of absence requests. Could I get someone to move that the late report for the application for additional special rate variation be accepted? Councillor Harton, Councillor Orchard, all in favour? Thank you. Councillors, are there any declarations of interest? Councillor Orchin, Councillor Smith, Councillor Pearce,
on the sale yards.
In relation to the report on the sale yards? Non-pecuniary. We don't have anyone in attendance at public forum, so I will move straight to report number one. Moree sale yards considerations, and I'd like to go into closed council for that report.
At the end of that, and you're comfortable that you've asked enough questions, we can move back into open council for you to make the decision. Sorry?
No, sorry. I was on Ivy Sharda.
So that council can hear from Mr. Moylan. Obviously, his advice is legally privileged, so should be in closed council. And then you could move out of closed council because it's important that the discussion around particular elements within this is done in open council, as long as you don't then refer back to that legal advice. So stay in closed for the length of time that's needed to make sure that you're comfortable with that advice. And it can obviously inform your subsequent decision, but, yeah, you just can't be speaking to the nature of that advice once you're in open council.
Would someone like to move if we go into closed council? Councillor Orchin, seconded Councillor Sawyer, all in favour?
Pass.
Thank you. We go in closed council.
Now recording back on, ladies.
Yep. So who was that? Councillor Sawyer.
And Councillor Hartman.
Just for the purposes of the recording, we should read out the resolution for
So we're back on?
Yeah.
So, Councillor, just for the purpose of the recording, I'll read out the resolution. The Council require the Moree Livestock Selling Agents Association to enter into a payment arrangement with Council for the payment of the balance of $60,946 outstanding lease payments with a minimum repayment amount of $5,000 per month commencing May 2022 in line with Council's financial hardship policy. The Council note item 1 of this resolution replaces only the decision made with respect to the payment of the debt being required prior to the commencement of the refurbishment works at the Moree Sale Yards made at the ordinary council meeting held 7 April 2022 and will not require full repayment of the outstanding debt before work commences. Item 3, that council executes the lease variation with the Moree Livestock Selling Agents Association for a period of 12 months with water rates not payable by the Moree Livestock Selling Agents Association for a period of 6 months. Item 4, that the general manager determine whether to call for tenders or utilises local government procurement or Procurement Australia for the refurbishment of the Moree Sale Yards project. Item 5, that Council confirm that the Moree Sale Yards will not be operational until such time as the Moree Sale Yards returned to a condition that meets minimum sale yard standards and Council's obligations under workplace health and safety legislation. Could someone move that? Councillor Sawyer?
With a special note that are returned, and then we'd be happy to move it. In point number 5, Moree Sale Yards are returned.
Are returned, yep.
Just a grammatical error.
In the middle line? Thank you.
Can I, and just an addition to the last point 5, after the remove the full stop and say as previously identified, because that's very broad, I think, at the moment. Minimum sale yard standards, etc. It's very broad. Just say as previously identified. Can we do that? No?
What are you referencing, though?
But the legislation is our higher responsibility, irrespective of the report.
Okay,
so.
Fine.
Councillor Sawyer moving, Councillor Pearce seconded. All in favour? Motion carried. What are we going to do now?
Andrew, very important one.
So are you able to come back? So do you want to do it?
I can only come back until 3:30, but I can come back.
Yep.
Thanks, Councillor Pearce.
Just remembering this application is due at CRB today.
Yeah, we're going to do it. So do I need to get someone to move that we have a break?
Yes.
It's procedural. Motion. Orchin, Smith.
Oh, sorry, we'll have court.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll come back. Now.
I bring to your attention the late report, application for additional special rate variation. I'll just get Mr. Probert to run quickly through that for us.
Thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor. Firstly, I suppose apologies are in order for the late notice of this report. During the finalisation of the application, we realised there was a new version of the application that IPART released over the last couple of weeks that got missed in the mix, so to speak. So we've taken the opportunity to also expand on the resolutions, to put the additional information in there that the OLG is recommending when it comes to resolving this, and also another discussion on the 10-year plan, and I'll deal with that as we go through it. So looking at the resolutions or the recommendations that we have in front of us, the first one being we're still having a resolution to apply for the 1.8% increase, bringing the total up to 2.5%. So the additional special rate variation is for the 1.8. Council is, of course, already getting the 0.7. We have to specify in the resolution that it's a permanent special variation, i.e. that it's an increase that will apply each year going forward. It's not. We're still only doing the 2.5% in year one, but it doesn't drop back come year two, even though that was the intent through the process. OLG wants that specified in the resolution.
Councillor Smith.
If iPark grant us 2.5% next year, we're throwing 1.8 on top of the 2.5.
No, you're throwing 2.5 on whatever the base is.
So the idea of the permanent is it's 2.5 next year, and then it goes back to normal rate peg after that.
Right.
If we only did it for 1 year, it'd still be 2.5 next year, but in year two, we'd have to reduce it by the $400,000 and then apply the rate peg.
Which, Mr. Prabhu, would be the same with any rate increase, would it not?
Yeah.
Once you've increased your rate, that then is your rate going forward until you increase it or reduce it.
So, again,
You're increasing. So, we're going to a 2.5% this year.
And then year two, any increases in year two apply to the base amount, including the 2.5.
The base amount of rates, not the...
So we take our base amount now.
Not the I part.
Yep, take our base amount, add 2.5 for year one. Year two, you add whatever increase is to that total.
Yeah.
Whereas if you did it for a one-year increase, you'd have 2.5 next year, but before you applied year two rate increase, you'd have to take off the 1.8.
So you'd be adding 440,000 next year, and the previous year you'd have to take it off to apply the increase. Councillor Pearce.
So this is consistent with if we got 2.5
correct.
Normal. It is consistent with that.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah. They also recommended we put in what the actual dollar amount is. That's number three in the recommendations, being the 440,000. So that's the estimated value, of course, of the 1.8%. If you could scroll up a little bit, please. So we're also looking at, they wanted a clause in there about that council considers, they've examined the impact on the ratepayer and considers that reasonable with the 10-year timeline that we're talking about in our long-term financial. I brought the figures. We dealt with the actual impact to the individual ratepayers or average impact to ratepayers through the budget presentation. So those figures were, we talked about the average residential was going up $1.60 a week for rates at the 0.7 and goes up to $2.24 a week at the 2.5. So just a reminder for councils that that was presented through the workshops. The other thing I wanted to talk about briefly was, I know we presented this last time and council preferred not to include a revised 10-year budget. I just want to have a discussion about that again briefly. When we went back and looked at the previously adopted long-term financial plan from 2007 to 2017, the rate peg figure that we used in those projections was 2.28%. So obviously in the intervening years, the average increase for rates has gone up, which is why we're now using 2.57. So if we were to use the previously adopted long-term financial plan as our basis for the application, we could only apply for a maximum of 2.28%, not the 2.5, because that's what we have in that council document. To put that into context, that is about $79,000 a year, or roughly close to $900,000 over a 10-year period that council would forego applying for 2.28 instead of 2.5. So when we look at the application, they are putting a little bit of focus on the council's adopted budgets, let's say. And so if we were to look at the 2023 figure in the long-term financial plan, or 2022 figure, this year's figure, from 2007 compared to what we've got in this year's budget, there are significant differences. Obviously, a lot changes over a five-year period. So we are recommending, again, that council, the only way council can get the 2.5 would be, to, in essence, to adopt this 10-year program. Now, as we talked about previously, we're not creating a new one. We've taken this year's adopted budget, or the document that was adopted through the operational plan delivery program process this year, taking that as our base and indexing that out with the 2.57 and the CPI increases and those types of things. So very broadly, if in essence we'd be very hard pressed to go up to 2.5, if council were not to resolve 0.5 to include the 10-year budget. We are saying that we're basing that on what council has adopted previously, but council just hasn't adopted the 10-year version of that budget.
Council had issues with Mr. Dravid, as you know. Yep. In my experience from the Company Mayors Association was that if we had 2.28 in our 10-year plan, that is all we could apply for, as you've stated there. I'm not sure. Councillor Pearce, you had an issue with it. I'm not comfortable, as comfortable, in giving it a 10-year budget that we haven't really approved.
Yep.
Unless, I guess, we can say something in the application that council, this new council has approved the 21-22 yep. budget, or the 21-22 budget.
So if you bring up the attachment. The other one, sorry. So second page, I think. Sorry, third page. Yep, so just down a little bit there. So, yeah, under C, council's modelling assumptions. So you're required there to put in what our assumed rate peg for 22-23 was, which in our case was 2.57, which their application rounds up to 2.6.
So that was based on the budget that the previous council adopted for 21-22?
Yep. And then has the 21-22 LTFP been exhibited or only adopted? So when council went through the IP&R process last year, they only adopted, in essence, the one-year plan. There wasn't a re-adoption of the LTFP. And so we do have the option there, of the adoption date of council's LTFP, which for this, obviously, situation here, this is based on the assumption if council accepts this today. If not, we'll have to change those figures. So we are showing, in essence, the council's reviewed it, looked at it today, but yes, I understand the concerns about, you know, we're throwing a 10-year budget in front of council with, you know, 2 seconds notice to have a look at. But from purely if council's focus is the 2.5, I would suggest this is the only way we can do it. If council's happy with lower than that, in case 2.28, we can redo these figures and council would not have to adopt the 10-year plan today.
Sorry, Mr. Probert, just to confirm, it was 70,000 a year or 900 over the
10 years?
Yeah, close to 80,000 for year one and then, yeah, close to 900 over the 10.
Can I ask a very simple question as to why we haven't approved that budget, that 10-year long-term financial plan at this point?
Generally, the each LTFP goes through the council cycle. So when we look at the IP&R documents in total, for every new council is when they go through the CSP, the Operational Plan Delivery Program, long-term financial. And because of the one-year delay in the election, previous council elected to just do the carryover budget, so to speak, or a one-year operational plan until the new council was elected to do the new suite of IP&R documents. So,
look, the professional in me suggests that we've got to be our hands are tied on the feedback that I've received. I don't know if you're receiving different direction from the department that we can rely on, but at that meeting, the director of OLG stood up and said that whatever was in your 10-year long-term plan, that's what you could get entitled to.
I support that 100%. I'm not comfortable going out in something I haven't put my eyes over.
Yeah. There will be other challenges. With the new form, they've removed the requirement for the current ratio, so that's no longer a factor.
and they're putting more of the focus on the bottom line. Now, when you look at a long-term financial plan, as we would in this case, the one that was adopted from 2017, what you tend to see happens is because a lot of focus is on the first 2 or 3 years, not a lot happens for years 3 through to 10 or 4 through to 10. So there tends to be less detail and less specific projects going there, which tends to increase your surpluses in those years. So if we were to use the figures in the currently adopted LTFP, the surpluses are quite significantly high. It's very, the issue I have, it is very far from reality. If we look at what we've got in the LTFP for 2022 or 2023, it is significantly different than what was actually in this year's budget. So it's not a true representation of where council is at this point in time.
Do we have the opportunity to put additional commentary?
Yeah.
Okay. We able to? I think, councillors, unless you think otherwise, I just, as Councillor Pearce brought up at the previous meeting, to put something there that we've done when we haven't done it to achieve additional revenue, I think is not what this council's about.
Yeah. My preference would always be to do that.
Yeah.
To, in essence, ignore Part C there. We're still going to put in the 2.6 was our assumed rate peg for 22-23,
yep.
Which internally it was.
Yep.
And just leave detail to them that we actually don't have a adopted LTFP or an adopted year 2 through to 10
yep.
plan, but still showing, we still have to show figures.
Yep.
We still have to show 5 years' worth of figures.
Yep.
So we're still, in essence, if we put in the figures from our adopted LTFP, they're not going, less chance of succeeding.
Yep.
If we put in the amended figures, but whilst also saying they're not adopted by council, but this is the rationale we used, and I think that's the only way.
Well, I'm more comfortable with that because council actually hasn't adopted it. And with all due respect, it's you putting that forward.
No, I understand.
Like council to fill in that form. So, and if that needs additional commentary around it. So, I just think that's appropriate.
Yeah. Which, in essence, is how we worded that fifth resolution. We're not wording it in council adopting an LTFP. We're wording it that the council is adopting the use of these figures for the application.
Okay. The council endorses the attached general fund 10-year budget based on the already adopted 21-22 budget of 1 July 21 to June 31 for inclusion in the additional rate variation application. I think it probably needs something else in there. Are we actually endorsing it, or are we endorsing the draft? Endorses the attached draft or pre-adopted general? I don't know. It needs something around there, I think, to say that it's not there.
To be confirmed.
Well, do you need nothing if council aren't prepared to endorse it? Does 5 just drop away?
Yeah, the issue being that if we don't have, I suppose, these figures agreed to use for the application, we have potentially we should go back to the LTFP, or alternatively, staff make the decision to not use the LTFP, which obviously we're not comfortable doing.
Yeah.
Knowing that the high likelihood of likelihood of success drops.
Councillor Pearce.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I support a lot of what you've already said. Personally, I think the only adopted document that we have is the long-term financial plan that was adopted those years ago. So for me, we can only go on that. So I would suggest that it needs to be as per that, which would have been adopted 2017,
yep.
And the rate being 2.28% as per that. I think for me that's the only path forward, because I'm not comfortable with retrospectively adopting a plan, despite I understand that it was a challenging time with elections postponed, etc. And I imagine limited advice also in terms of how to manage those kind of situations. But I think it's better practice to run with what was already adopted than trying to hastily adopt something which may be a more accurate reflection of where we are, but the adopted document's the adopted document.
Yeah, my view, and I agree to a point, that we're, if somehow that can be indicated within this motion and within the application, that we're not adopting, we haven't adopted this plan. It is draft or generated at the present time before adoption. So it's clear that in this resolution we haven't, we're not suggesting we've adopted something, and in the application it's some numbers that are yet to be adopted.
One of the versions we worked on is we took the this year's adopted budget and applied the adopted indexes from the long-term financial plan. So knowing that we have council approved the way we do our forward projections within that, knowing that, you know, the starting point's significantly different.
Yeah, I think the Councillor Rochon.
I would make a suggestion that council agrees to the usage of the draft in verifying your disclosure of increases, but still, when you're actually using the firm figures, I'd still refer back to the last one. So in other words, I'm saying that if you need to justify why you're saying things are a bit different, that we're happy that these are used in a draft form.
Yep.
To validate why you're asking for more than the 2.38. Does that work?
And we know that, obviously, through the, we're going through the LTFP process now. We know by the 30th of June we're going to have a new one and an updated one that this council resolves. So it is it's an exercise for an application, is all this.
Yeah, and we understand that. Yeah. We're just trying to say that it's been based on something that we've adopted.
So are we at 2.5 or
2.28? We're applying for 2.5, okay. But based on non-adopted draft figures based on 2021-22 adopted.
Yeah.
Just through you, Mr. Mayor, personally, my preference is to adopt 2.28%, not 2.5.
Our advice is that there's every chance that application will fail, because that 10-year plan shows that we are going to be significantly profitable in years 6 through 10. So instead of it being an instead of being a $440,000 plus, it could be $1 million loss over that.
As I said, the other option, which was that middle ground, was taking this year's adopted budget and the previous year's LTFP ratios, which means we do the 2.28, because that's what we built into the 10 years, but with just a more accurate starting point than this year's adopted budget. So.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Probert, do you have a suggested way that that could be worded so that we can maybe get that up on the screen to consider it? Because you're the guru in this space, and so I think if you've got a suggestion as to what you think the council might be amenable to, if you can maybe get it up on the screen for us to consider, because you know the technical parts of this, I don't, so I'd be keen to review it if you can.
Andrew, are we happy, Mr. Probert, are we happy with the council agrees to use the attached draft general fund 10-year budget based on the already adopted 21-22 budget to that date, to that point, using the long-term average rate increase of 2.5?
Well, then, budget and the use of the indexes contained in the 2017 adopted long-term financial plan.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, is it the budget or the operational plan and budget? It should be the 2021-22 operational plan and budget, just to be really specific which document we're referring to.
Yep.
Is that right, Andrew?
The dates there would be 2017 to 2027?
In the 1 July or the 21? Yep. 1 July 2017 to 27?
Yep.
And then up a line after 22... operational plan and budget?
Just with capital, on the operational plan and budget? Or do you just say operational plan because the budget forms part of the operational plan? Or do you...
Oh, I'm happy for it to be in there.
So you'd have to remove the use... So council agrees to the use of...
the already adopted 21-22 approach plan and budget. So remove the stuff in between there, yeah.
Do we need to say already? Can we just take already out in point five because it is adopted? This
yep.
Yep, already sounds a bit. Yep.
And so, just for clarity, Mr. Probert, is the proposal to reduce the percentage that council's applying for?
Yep, to 2.28.
Okay, so similar to the last report, Councilwoman, we need to make sure that we, because this is in essence a rescission motion. In place of a rescission motion, need to make sure that we're referencing the previous decision.
So the 1.8 would now become whatever those numbers are. 2.28, was it?
Yeah. Yep. So it's 2. So it's
1.58.
Yep.
Special rate variation of 1.58.
2.28 less 0.7.
Yeah, it's 1.58.
And we just need to, it's not in this report, was it, my laptop's died. Was it the last meeting that council made that resolution?
Yeah.
So, a point to Paula, that council, so a new point two, sorry.
Okay.
No, I wasn't clear then. That council note.
Andrew's that change.
Item one of this resolution
yes.
replaces the decision made at the ordinary council meeting 21 April 2022 to apply for 1.8%. To apply for an additional special rate variation of 1.8%.
Just missing the 4 in that to apply for.
Oh, yeah. And then just before.
You want special
just
rate?
After apply for and. Yeah.
So, Andrew, would it simply be proportionate? 440.
Yeah, so be about 360.
Yeah, 386, 222.
An additional special rate variation to.
I need to be capitalised.
Yeah. Yeah, all of the additional special rate variation all capitalised. We can do two.
And item. Item 4, the amount of $440,000. Rate variation. Sorry, back to item 2. 1.8% should be 1.58% at the end of item 2.
No, that's
replaced. Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon. Item 4, the amount of $440,000. Just rounding it, Andrew?
Yep.
$386,000.
In
22-23.
Yep. 386. Sorry,
we pulled her
in our way.
I found you,
man.
She said,
"We
want to check." I said,
yep.
"Don't leave it before." Sorry, my bad.
That's okay.
In
22-23.
Yeah.
In the 2022-23 financial year. A financial year. Sorry, Paula. Not budget. Just. That's okay. Yep. And just take out that of.
Yeah. Yep.
Councillors, are we comfortable with that? Would someone like to move that motion?
Before you do, sorry, yes. In number 4, can you just add that if approved? So. They always start with that. That, if approved. Yep, thank you.
Would someone like to move that motion? Councillor Johnson. Seconder, Councillor Pearce. All in favour? Motion carried. S-O-N.
Sorry.
I won't be offended. S-O-N.
S-O-N,
yeah. Yeah. That's okay. I think that's it, councillors. Can I call that meeting closed, Mr. Ramby? Can we call the meeting closed?
Absolutely. Yeah, see you next Thursday.